Blog Talk Radio.
Event this evening. That's right. First of all, I'd just like to say all praise is due to the Most High, whoever you may call him. That's your business. I don't get involved in that. I just know that there's one, and it's the Creator of all, and we owe a debt of gratitude for our existence to the Most High. My name is Forrest J. Nance. I am your host for Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. Shout out to my family out there. Saida, what's going on? She does my videos. My brother Darren, Lyle, Keith. And also, I pay homage to my podcast audience, because without you, they always say there is no us. I thought I was going to say me, right? No, because it's a family affair. We got brother Leon and our dear in-house resident, our own personal herbalist, Brother Rashad El Amin. So this should be very impactful. So ladies and gentlemen, please, pen and pads. If you want to use a pencil, that's cool. But who uses a pencil nowadays, huh? That was grammar school days back in the day. I want to thank you for coming on board. Another broadcast of Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. And that's what you guys have been doing lately. Y'all been calling in with interaction. And that's what we need. We need to interact with each other. Also, shout out to Miss Karen. She's on, and she's from the Grace of Space ladies. You remember the ladies that came on last week? It was Karen, Jada, and Minister Deborah. They gave us some very, very important tips on narcissism. That was part two. And Karen's talking, she'll be talking later. She's listening, and she's on. She's on my panel tonight, along with Brother Rashad, Brother Leon. Now, our guest speakers tonight, because I'm waiting for Jay to ring the bell. And by the way, if you have questions out there, and also Stan White is our guest speaker, better known as Abundantly Wealthy, from the Billionaires Mastermind Forum. He's going to give you information, family. I just don't recommend everybody's conference call podcast, but you have to go. They're up faithfully 5 days a week live between 8 and until it ends. You got to check them out, okay? You got to hit the number one button, everybody, all right? Stan and Nikita, you got to hit the number one button so you can register with my technician. Hopefully, of course, they've been acting kind of funny with certain cell phones, so you could use a computer just in case the cell phone is acting funny. Stan, we already talked, so I know you don't have that problem, okay? And also, we have Miss Nakia from the Cell Power Cafe in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Now, before we go on any further, we have a testimonial to this food. Now, y'all know I always talk about blueberry. That's my man over there. But now, we got two very good, healthy places that I recommend in the area because there's enough money for everybody. They always say that. When I used to promote in town, there were other promoters. I could care less about what the other promoter did, but we shared laughs and we had fun because we knew there was enough for everybody. And besides, the ingredient is in the food. All right, people make a choice where they want to go to eat. But we're trying to promote on this podcast, all right, healthy eating. Oh, see, they're on. Beautiful, beautiful, okay. And we also try to promote healthy eating as well as trying to be spiritually uplifting and mentally nourishing. And you're going to be nourished and spiritually uplifted when Stan and the key to finish with you. I want y'all to listen up now. And also I want to thank the people for the support of the green tea, okay? 710 on the ECGC, which you know is the most potent form in green tea, all right? So once again, powerhouse Dr. Lee's green tea. Go to my Facebook page, that's Forrest Nance. You spell Forrest with two R's, Nance, all right? And also everybody knows that green tea is a superfood drink. It's good for your heart. It's got polyphenols, all right? And it keeps you vibrant, okay? And the gentleman who I distribute for, Mr. John Boshin, all right, he reversed his cancer of the lymph nodes when he got heavy on the green tea because he didn't want to do the radiation and chemotherapy. But then again, family, like I said, the choice is yours. You pay yourself or you pay the doctor. You go on there, you see the code, you get a discount for your green tea. And he also sells steepers. A few people have hit me up and said, what is a steeper? A steeper is when you put the green tea and then you cover it. But see, my dear sister Nikita covered that because she has some wonderful herbal tea in a restaurant, all right? And what it does, it draws the oxygen out of the tea and makes it more potent. So green tea, Dr. Lee's green tea, go on my Facebook page, or you get a discount on your green tea, family. All right, and also shout out to Ms. Deborah Alexander from the Visionary Trailblazers and Ms. Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine, all right? Now, without further ado, my guest. Well, it just rang the bell. I got to let him in. So without further ado, Brother Stan, are you there?
Forrest, we had a, I believe we had Nikita on here, but I believe the call was dropped. So we have we have Brother Rashad unmuted. We have Brother Leon unmuted. We have Sister Sarah unmuted. And I see a couple of two other numbers that that must have pressed the one. I'm not sure if they'd have guessed.
Well, wait a minute. Who can find out
if you want to.
Yeah, now you said Sarah. Wait a minute. You threw me off
with
Sarah.
Karen.
Oh, Karen.
I said
okay,
Karen.
I thought you said Sarah. Okay, gotcha.
No, Karen.
And Nikita's on right now, right?
No, her call was, she was on, but the call must have dropped. She must have dropped the call, so I'm waiting for her to call back again.
Okay. Did the Stan come on yet?
No, I didn't see his number, but I'm not sure. He might be one of these other numbers. We could try to find out.
Okay. Stan, I gave him 3915, your cell phone. So if you're listening, make sure you hit the number one button to come on in. And Nikita, try back again. They're coming on, family.
Yeah,
you know,
she was in. She was here, and I unmuted it, and then I don't know, the call dropped.
Okay.
But if you want to continue with the show, I'll go behind backstage and find out maybe some of them call from another number, because you got a couple of people that press one already.
Okay. Yeah. Could you, Jay? I appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Be right back.
All right. So in the meantime, until we get our guests together, my panel is on board. All right, you just heard from Jay, and he also is going to give a testimony to the food. So let's just see how everybody's week went so far. Sister Karen, how's your week so far?
I had a wonderful week. Thank you, Forrest, for asking. And I'm having a great weekend, and I enjoyed the Jay podcast Friday. It was very interesting. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was Dr. Kelly he had on. And family, don't forget, on Friday nights, my man, the technician Jay, he has it's called Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. It's on every Friday between 8 and 10. All right. Well, it depends. Sometimes he'll do an hour, hour and a half. Depends on the guest. But last night she could have went 4 hours. She was very, very informative and a good guest last night, all right? Mm-hmm. So, Sister Karen, please, have a seat and just relax and kick them pretty feet up. Now, also, we're going to check with our dear brother, Rashad Alameen. Brother Rashad, how was your week, my brother?
Oh, thanks for asking, Brother Forrest, and I want to thank the audience for tuning in. Hey, you know, the week was good. You know, every week's good to me. Keep doing what I normally do, and like I said, I'm at peace with myself. I feel good, and so I cannot complain, brother.
All right, my brother. You never do anyway. Everything is good, you know. Okay, and last but not least, we got our dear brother down there from Atlantic City, y'all, dear brother Leon. So, Leon, how was your week so far? Well, before we get to our guest, Brother Leon, how was your week?
My week was fine, brother. Thanks for asking. I hope everybody else's week was fine. Very busy doing what I'm doing.
All right. All right, family. We finally got our guest on board. We have Stan White from the BNS Mastermind Forum. All right. And better known as Abundantly Wealthy, and you'll understand why he has that title by the time his brother finishes talking. And we have Sister Nikita Campbell from the Cell Power Cafe in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And by the way, peace and blessings to Stan and Nikita. Are both of you on?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
can
here.
You hear me?
Yes, sir. Can hear you loud and clear, Stan.
Okay.
Now before we start, Stan, because I'm gonna let you and Nikita chime in and say whatever you like to say to the podcast audience. But Nikita, Jay wants to give a testimony to your food at the restaurant, because I think nobody's gonna be able to break his record at your restaurant. I might be a close second once I get up there. But Jay, go ahead. You want to say something to Nikita or to the audience about the food there?
Oh yeah. Well, thank you, man, for the introduction. I'm a person. I'm a you know, I'm kind of like a picky person a little bit, you know, sometimes. But ever since that Fars brought it to my attention, I think that was actually about 2 weeks ago, to be exact. I think maybe I've been there like 11 times. I was like counting. I think I missed two or three days. And one time I was there, Nakia wasn't there, so I was there one day, and she wasn't there, so that counts as one too. But the food is really good. You know, I went vegan recently, and I really didn't know where to go, and Forrest had mentioned it to me, and I went there, and I fell in love with it from the first time. But not only fell in love with the food, but what the environment and the personality and everybody. It's really it's family orientated. I even was privileged, like, to meet her husband, and he was very, 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 very kind and like and caring. You know what I mean? Like, just the whole establishment, from Nakia and her husband, and I guess that's her mother. I'm not sure, and her daughter and them back there. It's just a lovely place. It's a good environment, and the food is damn good. Like, I mean, I've been there 11 times in 2 weeks, so I mean, that's it. I kept telling Forrest, every time I talked to Forrest, I said, I went there again. So they got a lot of things in there. But I will tell you something that's crazy. In 11 times, I got the same thing 11 times. So I was just telling my female. I was telling my female friend like an hour ago. I just was talking to her like an hour ago, and I was like, you know, I think it's about time for me to try something else there. And she was like, yeah, me too. Like, so far as the I think I get the rap. I don't really know the name of what I get, but I think
it's like you got a curry chickpea wrap.
Yeah, the curry. What is it? The what?
It's a curry chickpea wrap.
Yeah, that's it. the curry chickpea wrap. It's delicious, and if you get it with shrimp, it's even more delicious. You know what I mean? And they got the shakes there. I get the extra high protein, extra protein peanut butter shake. That's great. You know what I mean? But if you really want to get something, you get the bowl instead of getting the wrap. And I'm telling you, you won't be able to eat the whole bowl. If you get a couple of wraps on the side, you can eat off that maybe two or three times. So I recommend it highly. And I'm gonna continue to go there. I keep telling telling Forrest he got to get up there too. But if he don't, it's okay, because I keep coming. I eat enough.
No. I'm going. I'm waiting on my business cards. I'm coming up there. The kid knows I'm coming up there. I just
yeah,
a little preoccupied trying to start this second podcast, but I'm coming up there to see it. And he's hard to please, Nikita. So I'm definitely gonna be coming up there more than once. I'm bringing I'm bringing company with me. So I'm definitely coming. I'm not coming by myself. You know.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
So
I appreciate it.
You got a. You're welcome. You got a beautiful spot there, and the food is good. So everybody who's listening, you have to. She could tell you more about it. You know, than I could. I'm just giving you a 5-star review. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
That means a lot.
Back
thank
you
so much.
Not a problem.
Right.
Thanks,
you,
Jay.
Forrest.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right. So.
All right. You're welcome.
Brother Stan, you can give the bio.
Yes,
and Nikita, however you guys want to coordinate over there, like John Witherspoon said, coordinate, you know, and y'all can coordinate and do what y'all need to do. The floor is yours, my brother. By the way, just want to let you know, we have Karen from Grace of Space, ladies. We got Brother Rashad. He's the naturopath I was telling you about, Brother Stan. And we also got Brother Leon. He's from Atlantic City. So they're my panel, but they'll be listening to what you guys got to say. And when we do the Q&A, they'll just chime right in.
Okay, so the way we decided to do it, we're going to introduce ourselves, and we're going to talk about, well, I'll let Nakia introduce herself here, and she'll tell you about her spot, how she got there, then I'm going to chime in and talk about introduce myself and talk, and we're going to talk about good stuff, so you'll see. All right, Nakia.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. My name is Nakia Campbell. I started
doing health and wellness because I was already had a background in the medical field doing phlebotomy, and I used to, my history is working around a lot of doctors. During COVID, right before COVID, I was doing juices and smoothies and eating already pretty much healthy out of my home. So this just made sense to move things a little bit further and push the healthy eating habits that I had with, you know, into my community. So that's how I came up with the – it was supposed to have been only a juice and smoothie bar, and then we just incorporated the food, which I'm very pleased with. So that's basically my introduction and where I have – of how I started.
Okay. All right. Now, myself, my name is Abundantly Wealthy Stan. That's my first name. The IRS knows me as Stanley White. That's going for another time. I am the founder of Damascus Fitness Health and Wellness, and our platform is Fit, Fabulous, and Faith with Over 50. God put me in this arena when I was in my 50s, and I learned how much of a struggle it is trying to get into good health, good shape, after so many years of doing things wrong. So I know the struggle. And what I do is I specialize in helping people reduce pain, reduce their size, eliminate current and future health challenges so they can live a positive, vibrant, energized, prescription-free life well into their senior years like me. And I know I look pretty young over the phone, but I'm actually older than Forrest with two R's, Nance. But anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about fitness, health, and wellness and the importance of fitness, health, and wellness. I really look at wellness as all three, but they're actually almost three different areas, three different types of industries, but it's still health and wellness. Most of us do not understand why fitness, health, and wellness is important. Well, the fitness is your physical. And why is it important to have a physically active life? And that word that most people don't want to hear, exercise. But let's talk about that. What does exercise really do for you? Most people think, oh, when I exercise, hurt. I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't want to be like I'm in a Marine boot camp. Well, exercise, when you're especially over 50, you don't exercise the same way you did when you were in high school or college. You're not competing for varsity. You're not trying out for the Olympics. You're looking to make your body work for you, get your body back into decent shape so it can work for you while you're still in your body. Because we're really spiritual beings clothed in flesh, having a human experience. So people don't understand when you exercise, it actually helps all 12 of your bodily systems. For your bodily systems like your respiratory system, digestive system, nervous system, endocrine system, muscular system, lymphatic system, skeletal system, integumentary system, circulatory, cardiovascular, immune, and even reproductive. And even when we think about reproductive, especially when you're in your 50s or even 40s, we're not thinking about reproductive, but your reproductive system is still important for your overall health, and especially for married folks. And that's a topic for another time. What are the benefits of exercise besides working out all 12 of your bodily systems? And what does that do? Well, when we exercise and we start moving, exercise is usually a good, steady movement, sometimes fast. But when you start exercise, first thing you start doing is you're working your muscular system. You're working your skeletal system. Your nervous system is being worked out because you got to send signals to the parts of your body to move, whether you're walking, jogging, doing pull-ups, push-ups. You're working out your respiratory system because you start breathing heavier. And then your cardiovascular system gets in play because your heart starts pumping the blood so you can get more oxygen to your muscles, which it really needs. And then your immune system is actually enhanced because now you have more oxygen going through your system. Your heart is beating faster. You've got blood pumping. You got oxygen going. You got oxygen going to the brain. You've got electricity and power being generated because your brain is saying, how do I make this move? How do I make that move? And everything is happening synchronously, even your lymphatic system. And especially when you're doing exercise that's giving you that little extra oomph. And these are the things that we really don't recognize. And when you're breathing better, you're eliminating toxins out of your body as you exhale. Most people don't understand that. Your interdimensional system, which is a very big word, but it's really your skin, which is the largest organ in the body, it is eliminating toxins and being cleansed because you're sweating. The sweat is not only helping you cool off, but it's pushing toxins through your skin. When you don't exercise, toxins that would normally go through your skin don't come out of your skin. But you can get that through saunas, being out in the sun, things like that. But when you exercise, you're pushing. You're working it. You're stretching your skin. You're doing your ligaments, your nerve endings, and all the things that come into play. So what are the benefits of exercise? Well, it helps you to reduce pain. The more you move your muscles and joints, the more you get movement, and they don't get stiff. They don't get the atrophy, and you're forcing your joints to move and more lubrication. Also helps you with relaxation, and sleep quality. When you exercise, your entire body's ready to rest when you're done. Of course, after the shower. It also helps your brain health and your memory. You're exercising your brain when you're exercising your body. It can promote a better sex life. People who don't exercise tend to have not such a good sex life. It helps your skin health because, again, that's your endocrine system. It helps to reduce your risk of chronic diseases. Chronic diseases come on when you're dehydrated. And, of course, when you exercise, it makes you even more thirsty. So you need to be properly hydrated as well. It increases your energy level so you can get more done, whether it's work or fun. It's good for your muscles and your bones. A lot of us, when we get older, we start to shrink. We're shrinking because we're not working out our muscles, our bones, our ligaments. We're not properly hydrated. These are the things that help. It definitely helps with weight loss. You're burning up fat. And that's extra. And sometimes the fat is fuel. You got the calories, and you're burning up calories. You're burning up fat. It makes you feel happier, more mental health. It improves your self-image and self-confidence, especially when you find yourself fitting into those clothes that you've been dying to fit into, or you don't have your stomach rolling over your belt. It helps you fall asleep faster and sleep more deeply, helps you reduce stress, both physical and mental, helps you to live a healthier, longer life. People who exercise tend to live longer. It improves your blood flow and lowers your blood pressure, boosts your levels of good cholesterol, and helps to prevent bone loss that can also lead to osteoporosis.
Hey, Stan, hold on for one minute.
Yes,
hold
sir.
That thought. Hey, Jay, now I just heard an ambulance. Whoever is family, mute your phone because it's interrupting. I can hear it, all right? And you're not respecting the speaker. So mute your phone, all right, and listen to the program. And then when it's quiet in your humble abode, then you can unmute your phone, all right? So whoever is unmuted, somebody that just unmuted, maybe saw my panel, all right? Mute your phone, please. All right, Stan, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
A lot of problems we have is, how do I exercise? What do I do? Especially when you get into your older years. And this is mostly for the guys. Guys, you can't get out there and say, yeah, I'm going to get in shape, get rid of this beer belly or gut or whatever, and go out there and do what you did when you were in college or high school. You take your time, slow and steady. Find your jam. Dancing is an excellent form of exercise.
Okay, hold up for a minute. Stan, I apologize. Jay, whoever that is, mute them. All right, they're gonna have to wait because this people are not being considerate. All right, if I can lock myself in the room and listen to this man and bring guests on, now come on, family. Okay, Jay, just mute that. Whoever, Jay, you can pinpoint who that is. Just mute them.
Sorry, it's me. Sorry, my apologies. I pressed the button, but it didn't click. My apologies.
Oh, that was
me.
That was you, Nikita.
Yeah, it's. Uh-oh. I had pressed it, but I didn't know if it was still on. My apologies.
Oh.
Sorry, Uncle.
Okay, no, okay.
All right,
okay.
No problem.
Sorry
all
about
right.
that. Bye.
That's a family affair. Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. So anyway, So how do we exercise? You take your time. There are plenty of exercise programs. You can belong to a gym. Gyms make it easier when you have equipment that you need to learn how to use them. But they're simple. But, again, I said find your jam. Dancing is a good way of exercising your body. You can do slow dances, the fast dances, and there's all types of programs, hip-hop abs and all of those things. But you got to give it time. You got to be persistent. You got to make it a habit. And it can be really habit-forming once you get into it. You want to build it in your schedule so it doesn't make you become, you know, like you don't want it to be like a disliked chore. Oh, I got to exercise. Break it up. Break it up into your daily schedule and routine. You don't have to work out for an hour or 2 hours. I recommend when you get started, do 10 to 20 minutes a day every day. Nothing strenuous. And plan it out. Short workouts as well as activities at work. For those of you who work in an office environment, you're sitting in a chair, you can do exercises in your chair. You can stand up, squats, things like that. But you got to keep going. Never worry about missing workout time because it's not like you're trying to compete for something, but just make sure you do it. If you skip one, make it the next one. And the other thing is, there's a saying that I heard years ago, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So you need to put together a health plan. But that's the exercise part. The fitness part is your exercising. The health part is your eating and your drinking. You got to eat right. Am I eating healthy? How do I eat healthy? Well, from what I hear, you can go to Cell Power Cafe. That's located at 129 Montgomery Street in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And ask for Nakia Campbell or anyone behind the counter because they have good, healthy foods. But the other thing you want to think about is when you're eating and you put together a health plan, you want to plan out your exercise. What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? You got to set your goals. You got to get your eating together. You got to set your health plan for what are you going to eat? What is healthy eating? You have to get answers to these questions and say, yes, I want to be fit, fabulous, and fit, fabulous, and faithful over 50. That's a good goal. And the easiest way to get there is start before you even get in your 50s. But if you're over 50, it's not a problem. If I can do it, anybody can. But I have a system and a way to help people get exercise, enjoy good eating. There are so many good foods you can eat that are healthy. And we got to understand what that is. And so I'm going to ask Nakia some questions on Nakia. When you got started and you started helping your family eat. Yes. Yeah. Okay, you're unmuted now. Okay, when you got started with eating healthy, since you started seeing, and I know you had told me this before, you started seeing how people was having problems with their health, and you wanted to make a difference, and you started making smoothies and healthy drinks from home. And, of course, you can tell us about how you got to be in a physical business location, because everybody needs to hear that, but I want to ask you about not just your wraps and your bowls, but what about the other things you have that you provide for your customers, not only your family and your customers, that help to keep them healthy?
Well, we have a lot of immunity products in the cafe as well. One of the things that I really push is the sea moss that we have that we carry, because that has 92 minerals in it. It's really healthy. It's a superfood, and it's also the best multivitamin that your body can ever have. And that's what I started with. I started with the sea moss. We have that's for mucus. It increases your energy. Went back to the sea moss. It helps with weight loss. It improves digestion. It helps with your digestive tract, thyroid functions, joint and skin, muscle pain. It detoxifies your body, which is very important. And it cuts down the mucus in your body. It keeps it, the treats viral infections. It relieves anemia. Everything that pretty much I promote in my cafe is stuff that I also take, so I know exactly what it does. We have hemp seed formula for your blood pressure to help keep it on track. We have diabetes formula. We have bitters, we have soursop bitters, moringa. And we also have herbal teas, and we also do fresh juicing.
Okay. There's something else I think you have there that you did not mention. And I'll emphasize it with this. You can exercise. You can eat right and eat all the best foods. But if you're not properly
hydrated,
it is of none effect. Special hydration.
Absolutely.
And you help people with that. You do make fresh juices as well as smoothies. But what else do you have available for your customers there?
We also have alkaline water.
Okay. It's actually
a
healthy ionized water.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. And this ionized water, what makes it good for you?
It helps with your energy. It helps with the bacteria. It's actually, to me, it's the same benefits as you're getting from what I'm telling you with the other products as far as sea moss. That's what I've noticed with it, drinking it.
Okay, there's some other things I'm going to add to it because I do know about this ionized water because I've been drinking it now for over 12 years. And it does help. It hydrates you at the cellular level. And when you're properly hydrated, you can process the foods in your body better. As a matter of fact, everything in the body happens in water. And one of the things I do with my clients, as I started studying health and wellness, there's two main things that I teach my clients is I teach you how to breathe properly and how to be properly hydrated. How to be properly nourished too, but just those first two things. Most people cannot continue or do not continue their exercise programs because they're in too much pain, because the muscles are not getting enough oxygen due to improper breathing, and they're not properly hydrated. And then you get even more pain, and you have less energy. And your body responds better when you're properly hydrated. So from that perspective, we want to look at what are some of the things we can look at when it comes to eating. Now, you mentioned sea moss. You mentioned immune formulas, immune boosters. Now, that's very, very important in these critical times when we have the flu epidemic, this plandemic, and how important are your immune products and how does it really help protect people?
Right. You mentioned it, like I said, it's for immunosuppressant, boosts your immune system. It treats viral infections, relieves anemia. It's high in minerals and vitamins, rich in amino acids and antioxidants, decreases stress, mental, emotional health, which is very important for us. It helps with your libido. It's basically like I was telling you, it's the same as exact as being hydrated with the water.
Okay.
The alkaline water.
Okay. So now, also with the alkaline water you have, it comes from an ionizer, but I'm told that it's also antioxidant.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned that with the sea moss. Right. And antioxidants, we hear about that, but most people don't even know what antioxidant really is. I'm going to explain it because I've learned recently, and it's interesting. Oxidation is the rotting process or the rusting process in your body and even on foods. And things that are antioxidant, like your sea moss and your your vitamin C, your blueberries, your green teas are. They call green tea a super antioxidant. What it does is it slows down the oxidation process. But to give you a picture of what oxidation is, if you cut an apple in half and let it sit for 30 minutes or so, it starts to turn brown, the oxidation process. Now, people call things that are antioxidant the anti-aging. That sounds a little bit like, what? So you're saying I can reverse it? No, it's anti-aging by slowing down that deterioration process that goes on in your body. And not to get too technical, but things that are antioxidants, what it does is it has a negative hydrogen molecule that negates the positive hydrogen molecules that promotes oxidation. In addition to when you get that, you do tend to have more energy, more pep in your step. And it's just the way the body works biologically. So whether it's the green teas, the sea moss, the ionized water, you need to be paying attention to all these things in your body. And I've also found that most people take better care of their automobile than they do their body. I actually heard Zig Ziglar in one of his speeches years ago, and I wasn't even into health and wellness. He had a decent-sized audience. He asked his audience, how many of you people in here own a $1 million racehorse? Because everybody's looking around laughing like, if I did, I wouldn't be here. He said, but if you did own a $1 million racehorse, would you let it stay up late at night watching garbage TV, eating junk food, smoking cigarettes, drinking booze, or getting high? I laughed when I heard him say it. His audience laughed. He said, would you do it with a $10 dog? So how about a $5 cat? Of course, everybody laughed. Said, of course not. Well, why would we do that with a $1 billion body? We only get one body. And even though we have advances in technology and we have people are getting hip replacements, knee replacements, and record numbers, there are dialysis centers popping up in almost every neighborhood, and most of them are in the inner city neighborhoods. And why are we on dialysis? Our kidneys are failing, not properly nourished, not properly hydrated. So, family, I'm here to help you understand that we have built a health plan. Dig in and make sure we're going to take care of this body so that it will last and do what we needed to do for the time that we're here. My true quality statement is, it's not how long you live, it's how well you live. My being older than Forrest, I'm not on anybody's medications, not because I don't take them. I don't need them. No arthritis, no diabetes, high cholesterol. I did have that. I had some of those things, but I didn't have any of the real issues or problems, but making sure that I don't get it. And most of these things that most people talk about, arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, fibromyalgia, fibroid tumors, asthma, eczema, lupus, and even cancer, these things are preventable and curable naturally. Naturally. Thousands of people have been healing themselves. A lot of you may have heard of Dr. Sebi and some of these other naturopaths, and they're telling us, they're teaching us, but we can do it ourselves. Lifestyle changes. There is no one special product that's going to zap your body into great health. But it's just like anything else. If you're putting good things in your body, or should I say you're putting bad things in your body, then you just start adding good things. It's not going to undo the damage of the bad things. So we need to put in our bodies only what we need to survive. Our bodies don't need Häagen-Dazs and Breyers ice cream or Pepsi and Mountain Dew, and I'm just naming the things that I used to enjoy. But I can't even find myself enjoying things that's damaging my body. I'm going to be around another 40-plus years, and my body will be working for me very well for the time that I'm here. So, and out of all the things that man has invented and created, whether it's airplanes, rocket ships, computers, self-driving cars, even flying cars, those are very complex machinery. Computers, microcomputers, handheld computers, computers on your wrist. These things are very, very, very complex, but none of them rival the complexity of the most complex machinery ever created, which is our human body. All the complex supercomputers cannot match our minds, and we're only using about 5% of our capacity. But when we dig in and do this, we can really take this and go wherever we need to go to do what God is calling us to do. When we build that health plan, we can start looking at how to keep this body working, how to keep our mind sharp. We do not have on walkers and taking 4 or 5+ medications per day. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, not today's poisonous stuff, and Scott Ritiker wrote a book called Medicine, M-E-D-I-S-I-N. But Hippocrates said, the one quote that I remember, he had lots of them. He said, let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food. So the whole point in talking about fitness, health, and wellness, and the wellness piece is your mind. And the key I want to get back to you so that we bring this part together. The one thing the brother didn't mention when he went into your place, he just said it was a good environment. But when I walked in the door, I saw this sign on the wall in your place, Nakia. It said, follow your dreams. They know the way. And you've got some other positive signs up there. Sort of, even when you're standing there waiting, on her wall are positive sayings, things that feed your mind, things that keep you in a positive direction. As a matter of fact, I like what Zig Ziglar said. He said, and I concur with him, he said, you must feed your mind daily with the good, the clean, the pure, the powerful, and the positive. So, and I did not get to, and I'm going to ask you, Nakia, for your immune builders, your immune boosters, you got that because we have a bunch of viruses around, which have always been around. But do these immune boosters help keep us from getting sick with these viruses?
Absolutely. It's a prevention.
It's a prevention. And
yeah,
I learned
it's a prevention.
That the most effective cure is prevention. The most effective cure is prevention. When you do preventive maintenance, you can't lose. So there was something else you wanted to say, Nakia?
No, you actually said a lot. But yeah, you covered a lot, which is amazing. Basically, everything that you spoke about is very important with just living a little longer, living a happy life, being mentally stable, and you know, just seeing our generation handing everything that we know is for health and wellness down to our kids and our grandkids, because it's important that they know. Because if they don't know, we have to teach them how to eat healthy. It's important to take your vitamins. It's important to drink water and not soda, not juice, not all these crappy stuff that's like the sugar. It's filled with sugar. Just if you train them when they're young, it'll be so much easier when they're older. Like my kids, I don't have to make them drink water. I don't have to make them drink a healthy smoothie because they already know to grab it. They already know because I trained them as when they were little.
Beautiful.
Now that's interesting. That also impressed me with you that you did that. And my task now at this stage in life is to really educate those of us who actually need to relearn these things as our forefathers used to know it, and we just kind of left it. We left off from the good, healthy eating, what the Bible tells us to eat, what the Quran tells us to eat. And so these things are important. We have to teach. We have to leave it. One other thing I want to say on the wellness piece, which is your mind. I quote from any book that has good, solid quotes, wisdom and understanding. And the Bible says that you bring about what you think about. The Bible says, set no evil thing before your eyes. We watch garbage on television. We fall into what I heard a lady on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum say. She said, We're falling prey to these weapons of mass distraction. And we're letting people program us. And out of all the creatures on this earth, humans are the most programmable. We're born with an empty slate with unlimited potential. Unlimited. And how do I know how programmable adults are? Not children, but adults. Because companies will spend $1 million for a 30-second ad during the Super Bowl to capture the minds of the audience, of the people watching the Super Bowl. And it's not just young people. So we got to guard our minds. But our minds won't work right if we're not putting the right foods in. We don't have the nutrients like you talked about, Nakia. And so I'm going to leave you with this on the wellness piece. You got to read something positive every day. Listen to something positive every day. Talk to positive people every day.
Oh, that's definitely
Talk
important.
Positively every day. Listen to and be a part of powerful, positive programs like Grown Folk Talk, Express Yourself, And I'll even plug in for the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, where we actually connect millionaire and billionaire mindsets worldwide. And one of the other things, because I do senior health, but I have younger people who come to me saying, well, how do you be like this? And my mom or my dad is this, and they want help, and they want to get healthy. But senior health, we're in a sad state of affairs when it comes to this area of senior health. We've got senior citizen buildings, and again, I mentioned dialysis centers popping up everywhere. And in these senior buildings, these seniors aren't being helped. You may say, well, what can I do as a senior? What can I do to help seniors? Let's get seniors in the mindset of understanding that their condition, really our conditions, is due to neglect. It's not just our environment, but it's what we put in our bodies, what we put in our minds. What about health protection? Obamacare is not going to help us. And when I ask people, do you have a health plan? They say, oh, yeah, I got Prudential. I got Blue Cross. I got Aetna. I said, that's a sickness plan. You need a health plan for health protection. No one can keep your body running as well as you do. As a matter of fact, the fancy cars you take, your BMW to a certified BMW mechanic, your Lexus, your Chevy, you take your IBM computer to an authorized IBM tech and your Asus computer and all these different things. But the only one that can maintain the most complex machinery ever created is you. I've learned a lot about health and wellness. I am amazed. I learned so much, and I've only scratched the surface. But no matter how much I know, no matter how much I've mastered this and learned how the body turns carbon monoxide into oxygen and vice versa and all of these other things, doesn't matter. I can't do it for you. As much as I would like to help people, and I do, I can't go to the bathroom for you. Only you can do that. So what is health protection? How can you protect yourself? You create your own protection plan. You don't need you get car shield for your car and these other things you can buy so when things break down. But what about keeping them from breaking down? They don't have to break down. Things do wear out, but they can last a lot longer when you know what to do to maintain them, when you have a desire to maintain it. Another thing I hear from people, yeah, I know, I got to stop this, I got to get disciplined. And you don't have to be disciplined to get an exercise program, a health program, a wellness program, getting your mind right. For those who try to get disciplined to do something, it's a lost cause. Because if you got to get disciplined to do something, you're forcing yourself to do something you don't want to do. Desire creates the discipline. The more you want good health, the more you're willing to do whatever it takes to get there. Because the reward is worth the work. But the work doesn't have to be hard and strenuous. Again, you don't have to jog 10 miles a day and work out for 3 hours at the gym. Feed your body right. Feed your mind right. Exercise moderately, and you can build up. There's many people over 50, over 60, even in their 70s. As a matter of fact, I talked to a lady a few months ago, 92 years old, still riding a 10-speed bicycle. Yes, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
She's not afraid of falling off because she knows how to ride. We don't have to be afraid of that saying, I've fallen and I can't get up. You don't have to fall. You can keep yourself from falling by keeping yourself strong. So this is really a wake-up call. This is not to promote anything other than the power that we have in our own minds, at our own fingertips. Some people say, oh, it's expensive to eat healthy. Nah, it's cheap to eat healthy. You know, I'm going to tell you what's expensive? An emergency room visit, a copay. I've heard people respond, my copay is only $15. I'm thinking to myself, really? You're still spending $15 you don't need to spend if you're healthy, and you're spending $15 for a $200, $300 medication that's doing nothing but harming you. Most of our medications have side effects. They don't fix the problem. It treats the symptoms. And be careful of how you're programmed. I hear the pharmaceutical industry and doctors, you got to manage your diabetes, manage your pain. I'm not for big words, but that's called an oxymoron. That means you're stupid to believe that. They don't go together. Get rid of pain, pain elimination. Type 2 diabetes is totally reversible. Cancer is healable. And most people who died so-called from the flu, they didn't die from the flu. They died from the infection that wasn't taken care of soon enough. Many of us, probably most of us on this call, have had a flu before. We didn't die. And the term underlying conditions, yeah, there's underlying conditions, but the bottom line is you can build your body back up. So I'm not going to talk too long. Nakia, is there anything else you want to add? Because this is just an introduction for people to understand the importance of fitness, health, and wellness.
Yes, basically everything that you just said I'm going to agree with. It starts with us, and you just have to take the initiative to want to get better and stay healthy.
Exactly. It's that desire. And some people say, well, how do I eat healthy? What do I do? And just to give you a good tidbit, most of us who want to lose weight get healthier. If you would just, you may not know all the healthy things to eat. You may not have known about sea moss and the green tea Forrest was mentioning and the immune boosting formulas that all these health places have. You may not. But if you take the first step to decide to be healthy, that you're going to take care of this billion-dollar body of yours, and you, I mean, once you do that, you may start writing a health plan. You don't have to know what's in a health plan. Just think about, what do I need to do to get healthy? With that in mind, if you look at all the things you're ingesting that's wrong for you, potato chips is not food. Once you slice it and fry it, the nutritional value is gone. We were not meant to eat sodas. God did not make fried chicken. But if you just stop eating the sodas, the candies, the cookies, the processed sugars, you just start doing that and just drink more water. Because water is the most important thing to put in your body. It's only second to air. And the three most important things to put in your body in this order is air, water, and salt. I'll repeat that. I said it. Air, water, and salt. Not white processed salt. Mediterranean sea salt, preferably pink sea salt, is extremely important. But when you decide that you want to get healthy, you'll start recognizing all the things that's not right for you, all the things that's harmful. And then you start looking at, what do I need?
Right.
What
COVID
do I need
isn't going anywhere.
Exactly. But vegetables, fruit, not genetically modified, but natural fruits. God made watermelon with seeds, not seedless. We got to learn these things, find out what's going on. But you want to eat things like sweet potatoes, winter squash, dark green veggies, carrots. These are the foods that have lots of vitamin A, and which combination with zinc can be a flu killer. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical advice. But if a flu shot was worth it, or a vaccine was working, no one would be getting sick anymore. That's what a vaccination is, protects you, keeps you from getting it, not make it less severe. You got to look at understanding what vitamins do we need. There's more than four food groups, and everything from the earth is good. Throw in a few things. Besides the sea moss, our herbs and spices, the turmeric, the ginger, the garlic, coconut oil, just different things that we can get easily from our local stores. But all this processed foods, that's what's killing us. Not the salt, but too much sodium, too much preservatives. Preservatives, your body can't even process it, so it turns it into fat. And that white powder, white processed sugar, is 1,000 times more addictive than cocaine, literally. And I'm going to wrap it up there and open up for Q&A. If anybody has questions or comments, there's a lot more good information I have on how to do health plans and how to learn about healthy eating and how to exercise and things like that. But this was kind of like a little wake-up call. Let's make this happen. You know,
yes, sir.
Go to places that have healthy foods. Find out what they are. Buy them. Do the labor. Do the labor. Get rid of that microwave that destroys all nutrition that's in the foods. TV dinners. I was a kid that came out with TV dinners. We thought that was like one of the greatest things. But I remember watching my grandmother and my mother cook. You can't cook all the four or five different foods at the same time in an oven. But we can do that with the TV dinner? Uh-uh. Okay, I'm done. Back over to you, Forrest.
All right, thank you, Stan. Oh, now, family out there, you see why we call him abundantly wealthy, all right? That no more needs to be said, all right? They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, his description is worth 10,000 ideas running through your brain right now. Now, let me say this to I want to ask Stan. I'm going to start off by asking Stan a question, his take on. Now, of course, because I exercise. They say that when you exercise, you have to do that. That's good, all right? But exercise causes free radicals. So what would you suggest in terms of supplementation? Because I load up on the vitamin C along with other things, quercetin and all that stuff. But what would you recommend? Like, let's say someone's in the park and they're doing a speed walk, okay? Because I do a lot of speed walking in the spring and summer in the park. What would you recommend as an after cocktail after you have created free radicals? And if I'm wrong, correct me, but this, what I've learned, they said that after you exercise, you do create free radicals. That's the downside, but the way of replenishing the body is through supplementation. What would be your cocktail after a nice workout in the park, Stan?
Okay, two things. When you really learn how to maintain this vessel, like you get an owner's manual for your car, most of us mm-hmm. don't read it. We just trust the mechanic. I don't always recommend a cocktail. I don't always recommend supplement. Supplement means you need extra help. So now, if you are doing extra work that's beyond and a overextending yourself, so to speak, then yes, you can do things like your vitamin C's, but you really want to do your oranges, your fruits, and your veggies. That's going to give it to you. That boost. There are supplements. There's thousands of supplements out there. I remember when I first started studying health, I went to Vitamin Shop. I said, I needed some vitamin C. There was about 30, 40 different types of vitamin C's. It gets too confusing. When you get it from your food, it's better. And also, we have the information superhighway called the Internet. You can Google anything. And when you do search that, skip the ads. There's nothing wrong with ads. There are a lot of good products that's out here in the world. But skip the ads and read the articles and the items that's just talking about the value of turmeric. I did some homework on turmeric. Turmeric works better than 16 medications. 16. And so when you ask me that, there are some okay vitamins you can get off the supermarket shelves, health food stores, and they're very helpful and educational. So let's back up. The thing I wanted to say first is if you're not properly hydrated, you'll have free radicals. Nobody knows what a free radical is, by the way. When I think of the word free radicals, I think about one of the Black Panthers being let out of jail because, you know, they were called radicals.
Right.
However, a free radical is a positive hydrogen molecule, and you have too many of them. You need a negative one to balance that out. That's why antioxidant foods are very helpful. You can eat blueberries. Like I said, oranges, things with vitamin C, vitamin D, sea moss. So you're building up. The most you're going to really build up would be some lactic acid in your joints. That also makes your muscles a little sore. Again, being properly hydrated flushes that out. The power of ginger and turmeric in a smoothie is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. So to talk about one thing or one cocktail, there are so many different ways you can boost your body. I have a supplement that I take that has been helping me. And again, I'm not big on supplements in itself because most people think they can just take a supplement and that's going to make their bodies healthy and they can still keep eating the garbage. Okay? And by the way, junk food is an oxymoron. It's either junk or it's food. It can't be both.
Both, right.
But so I do take a vitamin. It's not considered, I call it a nutritional supplement, not a vitamin. And it's made with turmeric root, turmeric oil, olive oil, flaxseed oil, perilla oil, evening primrose oil, B1, B2, and B12. I didn't even know about that. I did a little bit further study, and it has macro and micronutrients. I don't even want to know all that stuff. It's too technical. But it's been very, very helpful for me. But when I got into the health and wellness and I learned how to be properly hydrated and then start eating the right foods the right way, and it's a process. No one's going to just throw everything out of their refrigerator and cabinets and pantry and just go super healthy because we don't even know what it is. Through that step, that progression, you evolve to it. So I don't recommend just one. There are a lot. So if you're getting your vitamin K and vitamin A, your antioxidants in your foods, and you're getting your iron from your spinach and things like that, because most of us don't eat the amount of fruits and vegetables. We should be having six, seven servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And when we do that and we snack on fruits and vegetables throughout the day, we won't have hunger pains. Actually, if you're properly hydrated, you won't have hunger pains. So to get more specifically, when you're eating right and you, your smoothies are going to get you your fruits and vegetables, and juicing is good, but you need the pulp. You need that fiber to keep your colon flowing and get a lot of that gook out of there. And having drinking water that's antioxidant and hydrating, absorbing in your body faster, it helps to flush out your body. Now, people talk about detoxes, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of going long, but this you brought me into this with the build-up of free radicals. Right. You get build-up of free radicals when the food's not processing through your body fast enough, you're not properly hydrated, you're building it up because now you don't have enough negative hydrogen molecules. Don't try to just do it all at once, and don't even go into the exercise all at once, but you build up. And you got to learn your body also. So if you're doing your walk, you work your way up to it. When I walk, I walk slash jog, I'll do 4 miles to 8 miles. But I'll drink 32 to 64 ounces of water within an hour and a half before I'm doing my big workout. Because I do that when if I'm training multiple people. That helps me out a lot, not just the vitamins. The supplements I definitely recommend for your immune system because of all this viral stuff that's going on. So, again, your antioxidant foods are the ones you want to do first. Okay?
Okay.
And then, again, being properly hydrated, that keeps you from building up a lot of free radicals.
Okay.
And now, turmeric and ginger are very antioxidant, so you can even just have a drink with that. And Cell Power has their smoothies, and they do ginger and turmeric. But those things like that. So, again, many different combinations. I don't recommend just one.
Just one, right. Okay, I got you on that, Stan. I figured I'd throw that in there because I wanted to, you know, see your take on that. All right, now, what we're going to do is with the panel, ladies first. Karen, any questions for either Stan or Nikita? And by the way, Nikita.
It's Nikia. Karen,
Nikia. Okay, I said Kita. I'm sorry. Nikia.
It's okay.
Nikia. Yeah, Nikia. Karen is originally from Montclair. She's by way of Houston now. All right? So, She holds Bloomfield near and dear to heart because, you know, back in the day it was always Bloomfield, Montclair, the rivalry. So, Karen, you have any questions for the panel? That was in high school, y'all, by the way. Yeah.
Only a few years ago.
Yeah, right, yeah. Quite a few years ago. Karen, you there? Well, she was there. Jay, is Karen on?
I was muted. I had muted myself.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
So,
yes.
So the one question I did want to ask, because I'm old school and I know there's the internet, but do you have like a book that you recommend that has, you know, like a health food Bible kind of thing?
There's a lot of books. There's one book that I like. Most of the books are like shock factor, and they're pointing into one specific areas or some areas. But there's one book that really, when I first got into the health and wellness about 15 years ago, The title of the book is We Don't Die, We Kill Ourselves. Our foods are killing us.
Okay.
So, and the thing is, I'm old school as well. I like books. And so there's books that I recommend, and I'll put some of these books on the Facebook page. But one is, the first book is We Don't Die, We Kill Ourselves, Our Foods Are Killing Us.
Okay.
There's another book, The Acid Alkaline Diet for Optimal Health.
Okay.
You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty.
Okay.
Killing Cancer, Not People. And I've got lists of books. Most of my books have become more reference. I read them. And so there's another book I recommend called Medicine. I mentioned it earlier, by Scott Whitaker. And so, yeah, if that helps you.
That does.
Okay, good. And again, based on what you want to do, would be the direction that I would send you in terms of a book. And
yeah,
there's tons of free information, but wading through it is what's the daunting task, because it can be information overload. So people like myself, Nakia, a lot of other health professionals, we focus in one area, and I focus in many areas, but the area of getting yourself to the right mindset, I help my clients develop a healthy mindset and a healthy lifestyle. Because a healthy mindset and a healthy lifestyle will not support an overweight body or sickly body or a dull, boring, lethargic mind. And you will never get depressed and have anxiety when you're healthy. So that's what I do. And then once you do that, then you'll be able to pick up the bits and pieces. You won't have to read 30 and 40 books, but you'll get the excerpts of what you need. And that's very helpful. Hopefully it helped you answer your question.
It did. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Now, next, my dear brother, Stan, we got our dear brother, who's still, when I say ours, I mean collectively, but now I'm putting you two together because his brother's been giving protocols here in the area that we grew up in. My dear brother, Rashad Alameen. Brother Rashad, this is Brother Abundantly Wealthy. Go right ahead, Brother Rashad.
Abundantly Wealthy Stan.
Abundantly Wealthy Stan, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I want to thank Stan and Nakia for doing their presentation, which was wonderful. And I think, Stan, I think you're my twin brother.
I'm your twin brother from another mother.
Everything you said, and I have to say this to the audience. Audience, listen. Stan mentioned tonight is all truth. Everything he said is the same thing I say. And what got me, when you mentioned the books, I got the book sitting right on my lap, We Don't Die, We Kill Ourselves. Had a sitting here. Oh, you hit it right on point. And the books won by Your Many Cries for Water, which by
Your Body's Many Cries for Water, yep. Mm-hmm. Dr. Bat Mangalich.
That's the one you mentioned to the sister. And people should read that book because it shows you how to get rid of pain. If you
with water.
Water. So important. That's so important. And then another comment I want to say, you talked about the lymphatic system. I bought a book back in the 80s by Dr. West called The Golden 7 Plus 1. And he talks about lymphocyzing. And the way he lymphocyzes is to get a little rebounder, which is a little trampoline, to lymphocyze the body. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's an easy exercise for someone who doesn't really want to get out there and do anything strenuous. Just jumping on a rebounder for about 10 minutes feels like you walked 2 or 3 miles. That's how powerful that is. And they also, there was a DVD I saw. This guy had the cancer solution. I forget his name, the doctor. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the rebounder and how it helped to help anybody who might have had cancer and how to reverse it, okay? So, you know, these are some of the things that we need to look into. And I thank you for mentioning the book Medicine, which is a very powerful
yeah.
book. That book is really good. And people get these books. I'm old school, too. I have a whole library here. And I, like you, Stan, I use my books for reference and things of that nature. And that's very important that we do that. And there's one little book I want to mention. When I used to come on this program, I used to quote from it just before, when I first came on, As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And this is a powerful, it's a very small book, but it's very powerful. I just want to read one little section, if you don't mind. And it's the effect.
Oh, no, by all means, because I love that book.
Yes, okay.
I have it.
I told you, you're my twin brother. The effect of thought on health and the body. Real quick, disease and health, like circumstances, are rooted in thought. Sickly thoughts will express themselves through a sickly body. Thoughts of fear have been known to kill a man as speedily as a bullet, and they are continually killing thousands of people just as surely, though less rapidly. The people who live in fear of disease are the people who get it. Anxiety quickly demoralizes the whole body and lays it open to the entrance of disease, while impure thoughts, even if not physically indulged, will soon shatter the nervous system. And the last paragraph, strong, pure, and happy thoughts build up the body in vigor and grace. The body is a delicate and plastic instrument which responds readily to the thoughts by which it is impressed. And habits of thought will produce their effects, good or bad, upon it. Now, it's so important for people to keep positive thoughts. Keep out the negative thoughts. You can eat all the good food, you can do all the good exercise, you can do all that for your body, but if you have impure thoughts, negative thoughts, you can get just as sick as the person who eats all the bad food. So that's just something to think about, okay? And Nakia, I wanted to ask you, because I have to come visit your place, and I heard so much about it. A couple of the have on your menu as far as the vegan, what do you have on the vegan menu? What
mm-hmm.
variety of dishes? What variety of dishes you have on the vegan menu?
Okay, we have a curry chickpea wrap, and we have a meatless meatball with whole wheat pasta. We're
okay.
growing our vegan options are really are growing, but that's the two options that we have now.
Okay.
You can get that into a bowl or you can get that into a wrap.
Right. Okay. That's good. That's good. Well, I'm just happy to hear that you have a nice place with good food, because this is what we need in our communities. We need to start having healthy alternatives, healthy restaurants, because what we have in our communities, this food
is Chicken Shacks.
We have to learn how to just taste these alternatives. And
right.
once you taste these alternatives to the bad food, you'll start to mm-hmm. love it, and you'll never want to go back to the
Absolutely.
So-called fast food, death food, whatever you want to call it. You're never going to want to go back to that. And I know when I started and I got rid of all that stuff in one day, believe me, when I say one day, and I started
wow.
from scratch, baby. I didn't know what to eat.
right.
But
it all starts with your gut. You got to clean your gut. A healthy gut, it changes your whole entire life and
right.
and your aspect on certain things.
That's the key, to have a clean gut. Keep things flowing
yep.
all the time. So I have to say, both of you, and I pray to God that y'all be successful in all your endeavors and everything. But Stan, you're my twin brother.
I just added all those little books to my cart too.
Well, listen, Rashad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Rashad, yes.
Rashad, we're going to have to get together, but definitely we're definitely twins. Absolutely. And James Allen, his book is off the chain. For such a small book, it's got a
yes.
lot of power in there. Lots of power.
I missed the first one. What's the? I missed the first one. I know you gave me the we don't die, we kill ourselves.
I'll
book, and there was another one.
You have access to me, Nakia. I'll text them to you. But no, I'll mention them. We don't die, we kill ourselves. Our foods are killing us.
Okay.
The subtitle is Our Foods Are Killing Us.
Yeah.
And in that book, this guy is Roger L. DeHaan. He's I believe he's a pastor also and a doctor. And
yes.
he talks about, that's where I first learned about alkaline foods and acidic foods, before I even found Dr. Sabin.
Right.
And he talked about alkaline people and acidic people. And that brings me to the saying, if you can't change the people around you, change the people around you. But it makes a difference. You've got to be careful what you put
mm-hmm.
in your mind as well as in your body, because they live off of each other.
Right.
So,
power
yeah.
of discipline.
Okay. Yeah. Did I give you the other books? The Acid Alkaline Diet for Optimal Health. Rashad mentioned Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And the follow-up
yeah,
book on that, the follow-up book is You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty.
That's the same
mm-hmm.
book.
Yeah, it's the same book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's actually two separate books.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cause
yes, they're actually two separate books.
Oh, wow. Okay, I see it now.
Book.
Yeah. And then there's also the ABCs of Asthma, Allergies, and Lupus.
I have that one.
That's by
really
Dr. Vatmangalij as well. And again, audience, family, these are books that's about water, but it's about your health.
That's
and
right.
the other book he has is Water Cures, Drugs Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Water Cures, Drugs Kill.
Yep.
And even though, Nakia, you got that healthy ionized water in the Cell Power Cafe, I have one, but it's not even about the ionizer. It's about the importance of water and knowing what knowledge to get. Karen asked a question about books. There's so many. So I try to make it easy for people to navigate. You want to get the books that's going to help you to get to where you want to be. And then you can also get snippets and excerpts without necessarily buying the books. But Rashad said, invest in your library. Have a library of healthy stuff for yourself. It's worth it. I mean, think about it. What the philosopher said, when we're young, we're willing to spend all of our time just to make a little bit more money. But when we're older, we're willing to spend all of our money just to get a little bit more time.
Makes sense.
That's
okay.
Amazing.
Back to you, Forrest.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. And thank you, my dear brother, in-house doctor, Brother Rashad, with the protocols and the coming on, helping people try to stay healthy with his wisdom, you know. Now, we also have, we have Brother Leon, Brother Stan, and Brother and Sister Nakia. Got it right. All right, so Brother Leon, go right on. Got a commentary or question for our guest this evening?
Yes. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I want to welcome both of y'all on. I've heard both of y'all speak before, and so I want to take this one at a time. I'm not going to take too long because there's no need to, and I want to let Brother Stan and Brother Rashad know that what Mom didn't tell y'all was I was hiding in between y'all, so we're triplets. And ain't just twins, we're triplets. Ain't no need for you to start going in because y'all didn't cover just about everything there is to cover. You know, I want to mention one book that I didn't hear, and that's Eat for Your Blood Type. It's a pretty good book. Nakia, And I want to ask Brother Stan a question, but I'm going to come back to you, Brother Stan, because I want you to address the audience with this question I'm going to ask you. Nakia, what I want to ask you is, first I want to let you know that I'm all the way down here in Atlantic City, and I'm sending people there that's from up that way to your place. My nephew's here
Thank
right now
you.
from because brother Jay, he talks about your place so well, and I respect, you know, a lot about that brother, and we've never met, but we've talked. So I respect you. Say what I want to say is, you need to make up a special thing for brother Jay. How big is your store? How many people does it sit?
Oh, right now we about six, but we're actually going to be expanding next door. So, but that's the right now it's only a six seater. It's not a big
okay.
cafe.
That's okay. No, I'm not. You know what it is because I know I want to come up so I can go with the brothers when they come up. We can all come together with brother
Jay.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So. My nephew, he's here from North Carolina, and he's coming up your way, and I told him about your spot. So I don't know if he's going to stop by there, but I just want to let you know I am promoting, even all
oh,
the way down
Oh, thank you.
Here.
I appreciate you. Thank you
yes.
so much.
Yep. The other question I want to ask you is, I'm not going to go in too hard about the CMOS because I take CMOS. I want to know, do you make your own CMOS?
Yes, absolutely. And I know exactly
okay.
where it's sourced from, which is important to me also.
Well, that's fine, but what I wanted to share with you is about the other three components that you put in there. You I didn't hear you talk about the – you talked about the 92. You spoke about the 92, but we're really supposed to have 102, and there's three components that go in there. I didn't know whether you thought about maybe adding those three components or starting off with one to take the numbers up at all.
Right.
That's part of my regimen. It's been part of my regimen.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait to take a trip up there.
Thank you. And as far as the extra supplements, I was doing that before I even opened up my cafe. And I was doing the CMOS and the certain things I try to stay away from only because I don't know what medications or people are on or their health issues. So I try to stay away from the extra supplements and give them what I know is completely all natural.
Okay. What do you
if they ask me, yes, I put it in there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, elderberries, that's natural.
You're right. Right. Well, I do that. I have elderberry.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought you meant like
the
powders and stuff like that. Like
No.
Some people want chlorophyll. Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about the elderberries. And Brother Rashad,
right.
He knows about the two all-natural ones that goes in there that gives us the 102 instead of just the 92.
Gotcha. Because
that's what
okay.
our body takes. Our body takes 102. You know, so like I said, I'm not going to go in too deep because y'all didn't cover the whole lot here. And that's the whole listen to, and I'm pretty much up on everything that y'all talked about, so ain't no need for me to go in there. Brother Stan, what I want to ask you to address is that you talked about the working out thing. You know, you're right. Like, when we was younger, we worked out, you know. I don't even want to go into how I used to work out. I used to do 1,500 push-ups every day and rested on the weekends. I couldn't afford weights when I was coming up, so we took an axe and we chopped the head off and we put cinder blocks on the end of them, and that's how we lifted weights. You know, we was creative with getting built, you know what I mean? And so now that I'm older, you know, you got to take things a little slow. But what I want you to address to the podcast family is some of those who may be out there listening that do have these injuries, they may have disc problems, you know, back problems, neck problems, hip problems, knee problems. What do you suggest to them? Because I know it's got to be people on the line that may be dealing with these type of injuries. And I just want to know what type of advice could you give them, and how could they work out to, you know, get themselves back to where they need to be.
Okay, so now, when you talk about lifting weights, I don't recommend lifting any heavy weights for people over 50. Weightlifters, bodybuilders, that compete, that's great. But when you're mm-hmm. doing that, you're morphing your muscles. If you're a construction mm-hmm. worker, that's great. You know, you work for a moving company, you're moving, delivering refrigerators and washing machines. Even though you may have truck lifts and hand lifts and hand trucks or whatever, you still got to be able to pick it up. That's good mm-hmm. for that. But for people who are doing just everyday tasks, getting their bodies right, number one, if you have an injury, you got to look at all of your healing foods. Okay, that's going to help you heal. Water being number one. Okay? Two, are your healing foods that really hit you at the cellular level that also helps to get rid of inflammation, which is your CMOS and a bunch of others. So I won't get into all of those, but you got to look at that first. And the other thing is, you really just want, and as like I said, as we get older, you just want flexibility, pliability, and enough strength to carry your own weight.
Mm-hmm.
You're not lifting anything that's super heavy, and you can do that with regular calisthenics. You can really shape your body, curve your body. You can have good muscles, good physique by trimming down the midsection, makes your chest look bigger. You don't need a big chest. There's a lot of us older guys now, we need a C-cup bra because we did so many weightlifting and our pecs are out there and they just fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
No, just build them up to where they're stronger, you know, trim away the fat, which you can do very easily. So if you want to get back to that, but this is a new season. We have seasons. We're in our senior season. You want to be able to, like I said, be able to move and function at the level you are. Can we build our bodies up? Yes, we can. One of my heroes, or sheroes, Ernestine Shepherd, woman started working out in her 50s. She's the oldest living bodybuilder. In her 80s, she puts 25-year-old female bodies to shame.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still working out and helping people nationwide and even worldwide. So we can get to that level. But again, it's slow and easy. If you have injuries, you got to look at what type of injury, how repairable is it, and then work diligently on the repair. Just so you can be functional. The other thing is, on that note, even when athletes sustain an injury, I just happen to remember watching Michael Jordan from way back in the day, and he hurt his ankle or broke it, whatever it was. He had physical therapy to address that issue, but that physical therapy was to strengthen it so it can be as strong as it needs to be for him to run up and down that court and leap in the air, you know, jumping from backboard to backboard. But we need to do those kinds of exercises targeting every part of our body for strength building, just for the functionality of getting it healed. Some injuries, you're not going to get totally healed. But a lot of them, you can get healed better than you realize. And again, proper nutrition, proper hydration. And the other thing I didn't mention, because this comes in later talks, your breathing. Breathing is therapeutic and medicinal, okay? I didn't mention, I also happen to teach self-defense. And the Qigong breathing, very good for your body. Generating a lot of energy. So those are the things you can do also for rapid healing and more permanent healing, instead of saying, oh yeah, I had an injury and now it's all arthritis and all of that. You can get rid of that. Okay? Your omega-3 fats, avocados, fish oil for people who are vegan, avocados and other foods and vegetables that give you that, those help as well.
It started with healing themselves with whatever they're eating first. I just wanted them to hear, you know, that they can get moving even though they may have these injuries, and what they need to do first to start that. You know, yeah, I don't lift weights right now. Everything I did when I was a teenager, 12, 13, 14, that's when I was working out. But now I just started doing all calisthenics, you know. That's all I did to get like I was when I was a teenager in my 20s. Now, you know, the cutter's there, the gutter's a little there, but just got to get back on my legend. You mentioned a supplement that you take, a vitamin, but you didn't mention the name of it.
Oh, okay, yes, and my apologies for that. It's called Ukon. That's a Japanese word for turmeric. It's out of Japan.
Okay.
And I've been taking that now for almost 7 years. I don't go a day without taking it. As a matter of fact, the one thing I didn't mention, my mom, she had COVID in December of 2020. Got her through that. My mother's been on a needle with insulin for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Last year, December, I got her off her insulin, got her A1C down to 6.5. Doctor's in agreement. She don't need to take that needle. She's now taken half of her blood pressure medication for the last 2 months, and her blood pressure's been good, and she will be off of it by the middle or end of April. Doing it slowly, paying attention, having her blood pressure checked twice a day, her blood sugar. It's hard getting her. My mother's 99 years old. She'll be 100 in December.
Wow.
By the end of the summer, my mother will not be on any medication. Just got her on the Ukon, the D3, and I got to force her to drink water, though. She thinks two cups of water is plenty of water. It's been helping. And so those are the things that I've done with her. Change her eating a little bit, working on changing that more, having her home health aid fixed. Healthier meals for her instead of the meals on wheel, which is almost like processed food.
Even though it's
supposed to be, you know, home cooked and delivered, but still, this is what I'm working on. So there's a lot of different things and variations you can do, but the Ukon is a bit pricey, but after taking it and the fact that, oh, and I didn't mention, I got certified as a personal fitness trainer at age 55.
All right.
So that was many years ago.
So the name of that is, say the name of that again. What's the name of that?
Ukon. U-K-O-N.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, and turmeric, I usually put turmeric on my food.
Yes. When you put it on your food, it's an excellent spice, but you need to mix it with black pepper for absorbance to absorb it more in your body, but also with the combination that's in the supplement that I take. It helps absorb very well. And I see that because I see it working with my mom and several other clients that are now maintaining good blood pressure, good blood sugar levels, and A1C with proper hydration, that one supplement that can change your eating, and you got to get enough sleep.
Is it a big pill?
Yeah, that's real important. Yes, sir.
Is it a big pill?
No, they're actually tiny. They're tiny capsules about the size of a D3 capsule, and I take five a day. I take all mine at one time. Some people take two in the morning, three in the afternoon, or three in the morning, two in the afternoon. I just do all five. That's been working for me. I haven't done any variations. I've done it on an empty stomach, and it's worked well. A lot of nutritional products you may want to take with food, but when you're drinking a water that your body's absorbing 80 to 90% of it, it takes nutrients in your body faster. It doesn't need
to. So let me understand what you just said. Taking that supplement that is five pills a day?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Okay, so Brother Leon, on that note, we got some callers. That's Brother Leon. And I turned them on to I told you about the mastermind, correct? The billionaire's mastermind, Leon? Leon.
Yeah, I'm there, brother. What I always do is I always keep myself on mute. So as soon as I get finished talking, I put myself on mute. So just give me a minute to get myself off
the
mute.
Okay, yeah, I got you. No, but what I'm asking you is, I turn you. Okay, so we're gonna get up there on Monday and see what they got up there, because it's a very informative conference call. So with that being said, that's Brother Leon, Stan. We're gonna go now to
the phone calls.
Yes, brother.
Good.
All right.
Good. Okay, good. Yes.
Yeah, he's going to come up there with me on Monday, Brother Stan. Okay, now, Jay, we're going to go to we have some callers. Hit the number one button, the love button out there, y'all. Hit the love button if you want to come in and have a question for either Abundantly Wealthy Stan or Nakia. All right, Jay, who we going to bring in?
2986, you live.
2986, like Stan says, go, go, go. Go ahead.
Good day, everybody. This is Adrian. I just want to thank you for the information. It was a lot of information, and it confirmed everything for me. Just to give you a brief history, 6 years ago, I'm 5 feet tall, cute little girl, little person. And 6 years ago, I started a workout regimen and an eating regimen because I just got tired of being tired. And I told you I was 5 feet tall for this reason. I was 502 pounds. So I was as tall as I was wide. And that was because of my blindness. They had me on a high dose of steroids. I was on 180 milligrams. And I just woke up one day and says, I'm not doing this no more because these things are going to kill me. You know, I grew up with a nickname called String Bean. So you can imagine the difference that I had to deal with, the change in my style of living and everything. And my doctor kept saying, no, I can't take you off your steroids. You're going to go blind. I said, if I don't get off these steroids, I'm going to die. You know, and I came to that conclusion, and I took myself off the steroids. Yes, I found out the hard way you're supposed to titrate, but I didn't do it. I just stopped taking them. And I do public speaking, and I was out doing a public speaking event, and I passed out in front of the whole audience. So I learned the hard way how to do it right. I went to see several nutritionists. I went online, how to do this, how to do this. And from 500 pounds, you know, and I lost weight. I lost weight the healthy way. My siblings like, oh, I'm going to lose weight too. One did the stomach surgery and the other one did Weight Watchers. I said, no, I'm just going to eat right and lose weight. So to this day, I'm happy to say last time I weighed myself, which was a couple of weeks ago, I was 189 pounds. And I'm still going at it because I work out every day.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
Yeah, when I work out every day, Monday through Saturday, I'm at Planet Fitness in the morning. You know, COVID or not, I'm there. And people who can see, that I'm totally blind, people who can see is walking up to me, you encourage me, you keep going. And I made a lot of friends, and it makes me feel, and that keeps me going, that other, because I don't have anybody else motivating me. You know, I was a motivator for 30 years, and this is the first time I needed somebody to motivate me, but there was nobody there. So when I go to Planet Fitness, I'm a admit, I like that. That motivates me, you know, and days I don't feel like going, oh, man, the people at Planet Fitness are waiting for me, you know. So I say that because it can be done, and I know you push water, and I have to tell this quick story. When I started my weight loss, I thought water was the way to go because everybody told me, oh, drink a lot of water, drink a lot of water. And I used to drink water and drink water. And I went to work. I had a case of water by my desk, and I'm drinking water. I end up in the hospital. I've never been in a hospital in my life. I was taken to the hospital for the first time because I couldn't breathe. And I got to the hospital. My doctor walked up to me and said, stop drinking water. And what happened was I was drowning from the inside. I was drinking water faster than my body was letting it out. So I just want to give that to anybody because I've never heard of that. You drink too much water. So I learned to adjust it and do it according to my body and what my body can
exactly.
take. Because you mentioned it. I was drinking a gallon a day, at least a gallon a day.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to go according to what your body can handle.
Right. And that's why I say you got to learn your body, number one.
Right.
Water is the most important thing to put in your body. It is the best weight loss drink to have.
Right.
But you don't do it by taking more of it. You drink it properly. And when you drink it properly, you can process it. The other thing is this. When you drink tap water or bottled water, you're only absorbing 15-20%, 25 tops. That's why we feel bloated. That's why it stays in your system, or you're going to the bathroom a lot, and it's not going through you the way it should. And when it's acidic, it also wreaks havoc on your body. So that's why, you know, there's all this big talk about alkaline water. When you go to a spring and you get water from a spring fresh, it's alkaline. You don't need to process water to make it alkaline. But the fact that we don't live near springs, then that's why you do that, and you want to water that. That's basically the way it is, the way God made it from the spring, and that's what the ionizer does. So it's not drown yourself in water, because we like you almost did.
Which
and
I did.
Yes, I've heard it. That's right. I've seen it. So, yes, that's very, very key and critical. Or people who say they got water weight or they're retaining water, so they're on water pills. No, you change your diet. You get rid of the sodium in your diet, and I don't mean salt, but the processed food.
Right.
And once you change your diet, then you're good. But if you're just trying to do just water, no, it's the whole combination. So thank you for that. Now,
right.
I really
I learned
appreciate
that the hard
that.
Way.
Nikki,
I want to ask you real quick. Where's your store, your restaurant? Thank you.
We're located at 129 Montgomery Street in Bloomfield.
Does Deborah have your information? Can I call her and get it? Deborah?
I'll give it to her. Yeah, Adrian, yes. Adrian, I'll get it to Deborah. That's not a problem there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. All right, Jay, we got another caller, because I think Jay said we had a few callers. Hit the one button if you got a question for Nakia or Abundantly Wealthy Stan.
5390
live. 5390. How you doing? Go, go, go. Yes, we can.
Yes, sir.
We always do.
This is Dr. James. How you doing? The information you gave was very, very informative. I have multiple questions. I can't ask all of them at the same time. I'm just going to ask a few. One thing about sugar. You mentioned sugar. You mentioned stay away from sugar. I wanted to ask you about a sugar, I guess it's a substitute, stevia. You ever hear of stevia? And let me ask you a question. What is that? Is that
a
carbohydrate?
Stevia comes from a leaf. It's a plant-based sugar. It's from a leaf. It's not a fake sugar. It is a real sugar. It is a sweetener, low glycemic index. It does tend to have a little bit of an aftertaste, but it is healthier for you. We want things to be sweet, and that's one of the ways to sweeten it. But raw organic honey is better. You got other sweeteners like date syrup and coconut sugar. And another thing is the way it's processed. You got to be careful with the way things are processed. So, yeah, but white refined sugar is 1,000 times more addictive than cocaine.
All right. And, I've heard people say stay away from sugar, period, and so forth and so on. But we do need some – we need carbohydrates, so we need some sugar, don't we?
Let's put it this way. Heroin is made from poppy seeds. Okay? But you can get your nutrients other ways. So, yes, but we don't need the white refined sugar. You get sugars in your fruits, in your vegetables.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. We need some sugar because the white refined sugar we refer to is the disaccharide, the sucrose, right?
Yes.
That's what you're referring to, sucrose.
We don't need the sugar, but we need the carbohydrates.
We need glucose because we have to. That's how we produce energy in our body, in our cells, correct?
That's
we use
one
glucose
of the ways.
To produce ATP,
water is one of the biggest energy generators in our body. Sugar gives us a fake boost that drops us. Water gives us a more of a constant energy boost. And so when you
eat
things like bananas.
In our diet, we need some, but we don't need the white sucrose. Now, the other, we need carbohydrates. We need monosaccharides, some disaccharides, polysaccharides, starches. We need a little bit of that because that's how we get energy. We make ATP. We make the most ATP from glucose, right? Aerobic. Respiration. But now let me ask you another question. This is something else. What foods do we get our you're referring to vegans, and vegans don't eat meat. And for those of us who are not vegans, if we wanted to start to venture into vegetarianism or veganism, What foods can we use, can we eat, rather, consume, to get our all our essential amino acids? Right,
okay,
because we need to have essential amino acids.
Some
are only found or mainly found in meat. Only there's a few, but some of them are. How do we get those in other, with other foods?
Okay, so here's the thing. You're asking a question that's going to be in depth. But you got your beans, your lentils, your tofu. You know, so those are the things where you're going to get your protein. There's a list of vegetables that have the proteins that our bodies can use and will use. Seitan, the tofu and edamame, lentils, your beans, nutritional yeast, spelt and teff, which are your grains, your hemp seeds, I believe green peas, spirulina, quinoa. Everybody's talking about quinoa. There's some breads called Ezekiel bread. And other breads made from sprouted grains. Now there's soy milk. There's some concerns about soy and what it does. But then of course you got oats, you got wild rice, you got chia seeds. So there's a lot that you can do. Then nuts, nut butters, and other seeds will also give you proteins. So there's a lot of ways. But again, it comes with the plan and the studying and learning. You don't want to just jump into something, let's just do this. And a lot of us are protein deficient or iron deficient.
Yeah, because I understand, because like sometimes you might say, I want to be a vegan, but I believe, and I don't know if you agree, you have to do research before you can become a vegan. Because
you may not be getting
the essential amino acids that you need.
Yes.
You know, you may be missing out on certain amino acids. And that may cause disease, right?
Yes. There's a lot of things that cause disease when you have a lack of nutrients that your body needs. Absolutely. Amino acids, the enzymes, and all of the processing of that, those things. Absolutely.
And the other thing I like to ask the lady with her restaurant, does DoorDash deliver from your restaurant? I'm just curious, you know. Because if I don't live in your area, I live down in central Jersey, so you can't get deliveries, right?
No, not that far, sir. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Where in central Jersey are you?
I live in Monmouth County, Hazlet.
Okay. I know Hazlet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm planning on putting one out there. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay.
Or Matawan, that's a good town too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm right near Matawan. You can put it in there.
Yeah, Matawan,
right.
Aberdeen Township. Yeah.
Don't worry. We're looking to franchise very soon.
Yes, ma'am. That's the way to go.
All right.
That's positive thinking.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. James. Jay, any more callers on?
One more real quick.
Okay, we got real quick, y'all, because we got time constraints. So next caller, you got a few minutes.
9479, you live.
9479, go.
Okay. Hey, Forrest, hey, Randy, and everybody else on the line. This is Deborah.
What's up, Deborah?
No, I just wanted – I'm great. No, it's just a comment. But I just wanted to thank you, Forrest, as you always have amazing guests on, number one. And number two, to Nakia and Stan, I mean, I was just in awe. I thank you guys both for coming and bringing your wealth of knowledge and information to the community. You know, we need this. And so I'm grateful for that because I am all about health and wellness as well. And I just started adding turmeric to my smoothies, and I love it. So I'm looking forward to Nakia coming to your restaurant, but I live in East Orange, so you guys do deliver to East Orange, right?
That's my hometown, of course.
Okay, so great. Well, I'll either have my friend pick me up a smoothie, because I love smoothies for breakfast, or, you know, whatever. You said you guys deliver, so I can always have it deliver. But again, I just wanted to say thank you guys. You know, keep doing what you're doing, because this is very important. Overall wellness and health is... We have to do it. So thank you.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Deborah, for calling in. She does my itinerary for me, by the way. She's a godsend. I love Deborah, Ms. Deborah Alexander. So listen, y'all, you know, it's coming. It's about that time. Abundantly Wealthy Stan, you know, I'm going to bring you back.
Okay.
The kid, we're going to check on the progress of your chain of cafes to
right.
continue.
Make
you
sure
know.
You come by.
No,
thank
I'm,
you.
No, I'm definitely going to come by. I was telling Jay that I got to bring some business cards up there. I'm getting them done next week. I'll be up there one day next week, definitely. And I'm just a little nervous because I don't want to get hooked like Jay. You're gonna be seeing me every day. But if you guys have any contact information before we close, then please feel free to give it. Oh, Stan, you got to give tell people where they can find you at Monday through Friday.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, you can find me at the Billionaire Mastermind Forum Call. It's Monday to Friday from 8 to 9 plus, and even including holidays. The phone number is area code 667-770-1523. I'll repeat, 667-770-1523. The PIN number is 915-358. The PIN number is 915-358.
Oh, Stan.
Yes.
Is that the morning or evening?
I'm sorry, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. is morning.
Okay. And before you sign off for it, I just want to ask Stan one question.
Sure.
I Googled the UConn. And
yes.
Is that the Kangen Ukon that you ordered?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was the same one.
Absolutely. And
okay,
if you want to reach me, if you have any questions for me, you can call me at area code 908-546-3436.
Great.
That's 908-546-3436.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And family, listen, whatever y'all do, all right, check him out, all right, because I'm up there. And he has some good, excellent people that come up there, all right? So like
as far,
I always say,
as far as you, far as not to interrupt you, but you missed Michael V. Roberts. Y'all guys know who he is?
No. He's a
black billionaire.
Oh, yeah. Now, Leon, you knew that, didn't you? Leon got us on mute. He probably come in because he was talking about dipping in.
Les Brown has been on.
Right.
So, and we get people who share, who's been through, and we've only been on our call about, 13, 14 years now?
Woo, I'm a baby.
Yeah.
I've only been up here. I'm going on 2 years, and I'm trying to catch up, you know. But like I said,
that's okay.
If I have anybody I got to look up to, it's you guys. Because I'm going to tell you, family, I get my inspiration from listening to Stan and the rest of it. Real quick, Stan, name the people that are on your panel. They have distinguished names, real quick.
Okay, so the main host is Lady Tycoon, also known as Karen Creasy. The founder, one of the founders, is Billionaire Joe. We have Prosperity Equalizer, Dr. James King, Billionaire Cloud Dancer Jabari, Billionaire Showgirl, Billionaire Baby, and yours truly, Abundantly Wealthy Stan. Oh, and we also have King David, a.k.a. David Witherspoon.
Okay. See, fam, you got to go there and check out.
That's just our team. But
right.
we do have speakers who come on, like Billionaire Divine Mind, Avery Alexander,
mm-hmm.
who teaches a lot about holistic health. This is actually one of my constituents, and we're partnering on a few things. She healed herself from cancer. She's a master herbalist. There's a lot of people, so I won't go through all of it, but that's to give you a sample.
Yeah, because I got a minute left. And also, family, for our dear sister with the cafe, all right, she's going to have, go on my Facebook page. She's going to have her information on there. Or, like I said, you can always come up here and get the information. All right, before I go, I'd just like to say to everyone, thank you for calling in. And also check out my man, Randy J. Sean Jackson, Keep It Real Friday, the same number, between 8 and 9 p.m. Thank you for coming on Abundantly Wealthy Stan. My dear sister Nakia, you know I'm going to be up there on behalf of Karen Rashad and my panel. Thank you for calling in, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. Peace.
And thanks for having us on. It was our pleasure.
You too.